Audio Gravity, 6th of May 2009. Just want to start off, not with a link, but just to give you a bit of an update on Windows 7. I've, as you know, not a person who's really into Windows. I made the move over to the Mac platform about 18 months ago and will never go back. And by that I mean I will never go back to Windows as a main machine. I had too many problems with it. It killed creativity. I was more of a full-time admin trying to fix the machine every time I put a new graphics card in it. And I found myself in a constant state of having to buy new hardware or software just to be able to do the basic stuff, basic admin and productivity that I needed out of a computer. Nowadays with a Mac, I don't worry about that sort of stuff. It's behind the scenes. I'm not going to get into a flame war over Mac and PC. Just be acknowledged that for 15 to probably about 16, 17 years, I was on PC before I actually decided to make the jump, and I wish I'd done it sooner. It's increased my productivity in my business absolutely through the roof, and I can do all the stuff that I want to do on it. Video on Windows was always a nightmare. It was always codecs, it was always issues, there was always something, either the system locking up or you know, blue screening or lock, just heat, or it's a minefield when it comes to PC. Yes, there's lots of PC equipment out there. Yes, there's a lot of groundbreaking new tech, new graphics cards, you know, speedy, and they're great platform for games, but they're just not good for productivity, I don't think. Anyway, there's a lot of people who would dispute that and say I've never had problems with my Windows machine, but I used to have a lot, so compared, it's so much better. But anyway, I installed on my netbook a version of Windows 7 purely because it was a step away from the old Windows architecture, so it was worth checking out. And I have to say that I needed, by the way, first of all, I needed Windows on my netbook, my Acer Aspire 1, purely because there was an application that was only available for Windows, and I used it very little, just for browsing or for the actual camera switching. So I did have Ubuntu on it for a while, and that was great, but there was issues with Wi-Fi, and then there's obviously me having to relearn Linux again. Last time I touched Linux was at NCR, probably about 15 years ago. No, less than that, about 10 years ago, where I went on a two-week course and learned everything about the command line, and just, it bored me. It was just, it's not my thing anymore. You know, we've got GUIs to be able to do that sort of stuff. But I'm really impressed with the free Windows 7 download. I installed it expecting a nightmare of having to download drivers, this, that, and the other. It completely, I think every operating system that comes out now should be able to auto detect and do it anyway, but it was just a shock that I put the disk in. It was a 2 gig download from Microsoft. It doesn't expire until 2010. It's the full ultimate version, and it didn't need any other drivers. It found everything, my networking, my sound card, my graphics, and it just works. So kudos to Windows for that. And I'm just hoping that it's not the same infrastructure or kernel DLL stuff as before. I'm presuming that it's moved on a little bit because it has an XP mode now where you can run stuff in a virtualization machine if you need XP support. So I'm guessing that they've changed quite a lot of stuff. But I put it on there purely to give it a test and to upgrade from XP. So I'll let you know how I get on with it. But I'm very impressed with how well it's holding up. Couple of the links before we run out. We've got 1 minute to go. Check this out. You thought 2009 we would all have laser guns and our own personal transport. Well, we've got part of it. If you go to www.martinjetpack.com, for only $100,000, you can now have your own personal transportation jetpack system. You have to go and look at this thing. There is a video. Click on the video. There's a guy flying this jetpack indoors. He's got a helmet on. What struck me is, okay, it looks a fairly tight unit. Yes, it has various bits hanging off it and whatever, but they've really scaled it down. It looks a lot more lightweight, and I cannot believe the maneuverability of this thing. This guy can really fly it. Looking at the specs, they're saying it takes you 5 days, a training course to learn, up to 15 days to learn. But go and check it out, martinjetpack.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.